用许多重复话，他们以为话多必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。第十四节，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。圣经读毕，愿神祝福佢嘅话语。
依家系宣道时候，今日题目系你们祷告要这样说。Now seven, the title is pray in this way。我请你们试。
各位兄弟姊妹，头先读的圣经啦，耶稣教他的学生，耶稣教我们，当我们祈祷的时候，不要说重重复复，不要说重重复复这样说，上帝你给我这样啦，上帝你给我那样啦，重重复复咁样求，以为求得多，上帝就会听我哋讲，俾呢样嘢我，俾嗰样嘢我，系咪好似好多个宗教，好多其他拜神嘅人？我喺香港嚟，所以最出名就系黄大仙啦。去求得多，求得神多，咪自有神庇佑咯。特别若果新年呢？争到第一个去求签咧，就得噶啦咁样。耶稣话同你个学生讲，唔好咁样。你哋真系需要啲乜嘢，你哋嘅天父系知道嘅。你唔好太担心你所需要嘅嘢。You know in the Bible, verses that we learn today.Jesus teaches the student, when you pray, do not say over and over again, God, please give me this, God, please give me that. No, Jesus says to the student, your Father in heaven knows what you really need. Do not worry so much about those things.咁兄弟姊妹会问，咁我有呢啲需要，我可唔可以求天父呢？当然可以啦，因为天父系供应俾我哋一切嘅神。就算耶稣教佢嘅学生向天父祈祷嘅时候，系咪有一句讲：我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们？所以我们当然可以向天父说，天父啊，我需要这样东西，求你帮下我啦，当然可以啦。 So do we pray to our Father about what we need? Sure we will, because the Father is the one who provides everything. So even Jesus teaches the student, when you pray to the Heavenly Father, you can say, Father, give us this day our daily bread. So we do pray to our Father about what we need. But do you notice that something? There are 7 sentences of prayer. Only one of them is about what we need. 你有没有留意主祷文耶稣教我们的祷告基本上有7句祈祷的说话只是只有一句是关于我们的需要我们日用的饮食 求你赐给我们了,关于我们的需要。 你有没有留意其他6句祈祷的说话? 都是同一样东西有关系的。 同什么有关系? 就等于祷告爸爸, 我很想听你的吩咐。 爸爸, 求你帮助我去遵照你的说话行吧。 其他6句都是跟这件事有关系。You know, 7 sentences of prayer. Only one is about what we need. And all the other 6 sentences is about one thing in common. What is that? Father, we want to obey your word. Father, please help us to obey your word.第一句说愿人都尊你的名为圣若果我们读民数记20章就很清楚仆人摩西上帝吩咐他这样做这样做他没有照着去做上帝说你没有尊我为圣啊 所以愿人都尊你的名为圣, 即是 希望人都能够尊荣你照住你的说话去做愿你的国降临若果你看罗马书14章17节讲得很清楚上帝的国不在乎吃喝你不用求那么多吃什么喝什么的上帝的国不在乎吃喝只在乎公义和平和圣灵中的喜乐 所以等于祈祷希望你的国降临希望能够遵照你的吩咐做正确的事上帝的国只在乎公义和平圣灵中的喜乐第三句说你的旨意成就在地如同就在天若果你读诗篇103篇你就知道很清楚这个祷告就是 天父啊,希望人都照住你的命令去行,好似天上的天使都照住你的命令去行一样啦。You know the first 3 sentences of prayer? Hello, be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you are familiar with the Bible, so that's why I encourage you to read the Bible. Work harder to read the Bible. Then you will understand. If you read Numbers 20, Romans 14 and 17, Psalm 103, then you'll understand all these 3 is about one thing in common. Father, we just pray that people will obey your words. 当然第四句, 就是关于我们的需要我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们了。But the 4th sentence is about our need. Give us this day our daily bread. 但是一去到第5句, 免我们的债原谅我们了。为什么要原谅我们？因为我们没有照着他的说话去行嘛。原谅我们了。第6句, 不叫我们遇见试探。若果你睇雅各书一章就好清楚，当我哋进入试探，当我哋被诱惑嘅时候，我哋就冇办法遵行上帝嘅命令噶啦。叫我哋唔好行差踏错，因为我哋一进入试探、被引诱嘅时候、被迷惑嘅时候，我哋就冇办法遵行你嘅吩咐噶啦，爸爸。而第七句讲，我已经系被迷惑啦，我已经系被影响啦，求你救翻我出嚟，等我能够遵行你嘅吩咐啦，救我们脱离凶恶啊！乜嘢系凶恶啊？凶恶就是一些的影响令到我们，我不想听爸爸说什么，我不想听圣经说什么，圣经这样吩咐我，我不做得到，我不想做，已经是被魔鬼、被邪恶控制住。救我们脱离凶恶，等我能够遵行你的吩咐啦。 And the fifth sentence, forgive our debt.Forgive us. Why do we have to ask for forgiveness? Because we did not obey the word of God. And the sixth sentence, that lead us not into temptation. Help me walk every step. Do not take a one step and get trapped and I cannot do what you tell me to do. And the last sentence says, save me.Deliver me from the evil one. What is the evil one? The evil one is keep telling us, just do what you want. Just do what you want. No, deliver me from the evil voices. I want to do what you tell me to do. I want to obey your words. 所以有七句祈祷的说话在主祷文里面，兄弟姐妹，我们每个礼拜都念，念得好多次，千次百次。里面有一句关于我们的需要，我们日用的饮食求天父今日赐给我们，其他六句都是跟一样东西有关，就是爸爸，我想听你的说话，爸爸，请你帮助我遵行你的吩咐，就等于说爸爸，我要尽力的去爱人如己，因为你吩咐我要爱人如己，爸爸，求你帮助我尽力的去爱人如己。爸爸，我好想令到这个教堂这个地方成为一个充满爱的地方。照着你的吩咐，爸爸，求你帮助我们做好我们的工作，令到这个教堂成为一个充满爱的地方。六句都是跟这些有关。So we now know only one sentence about our need. We canPray to our Father about our need. We can. But Jesus teaches us to pray, Father, I want to, we want to obey your words. Please help us to obey your word, to love one another. Help us to work with one another peacefully, to build this place into a place to fill of love. Please help us. This is what Jesus teaches us to pray.兄弟姊妹，耶稣教我们说，你要这样祷告，你们祷告要这样说，这样祷告，你是不是觉得这种耶稣教这样祷告是不是完全不似求神拜佛、是不是完全不似那些人说拜得神多自有神庇佑，有财富，有名有利，唔似嗰啲，似乜嘢啊？好似美国人早期好多时都讲效忠宣言咁。以前美国人喺好多个场合、好多重要嘅会议，佢哋都一齐讲效忠宣言 （Pledge of Allegiance）。甚至喺学校好多时开学上堂之前，啲学生都可以讲效忠宣言嘅。好似似呢样嘢，你留意一下效忠宣言嗰啲嘅字，我要效忠 allegiance。我哋系一个国家喺上帝以下 ，one nation under God。我哋唔好分裂 ，indivisible。我哋要保障自由 ，freedom。 哋要做上帝眼中看为正确嘅事 ，justice 系嘛？效忠宣言。佢哋每次讲效忠宣言嘅时候，用简单嘅说话讲，系咪等于讲我哋会尽力去服务呢个国家嘅？我哋会尽力去效忠美国嘅。美国是一个国家，在上帝之下，上帝的吩咐之下，一个国家来的。我们是不会分裂的，我们会保障自由的，我们会做正确的事的。效忠宣言，我们记住，在过去，在美国差不多每一天很多人都讲，甚至有人一天讲几次，一开会就讲效忠宣言。所以Jesus teaches us to pray this way. You pray this way. It's like what? It's like the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you ever say the Pledge of Allegiance? It's exactly like that. In the past, in many important meetings of a government, they'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. Even in the past at school, before you have a class, they will say the Pledge of Allegiance. Do you say the Pledge of Allegiance now in class?Sometimes, right? Do you notice the key words? Allegiance. I will do my best to serve you. One nation under God. Under God. According to the word of God. Indivisible. Don't argue. Don't fight. Don't separate. Don't split. Remain one nation. Protect freedom and justice. What is justice? Do the right thing in the eye of God. This is justice.So it's like the Pledge of Allegiance. 所以耶稣说，你们祈祷要这样说，真的好像叫我们向上帝讲效忠的宣言一样。爸爸，我要尊荣你，我要荣耀你，我要照着你的吩咐这样去做。爸爸，我好想遵照你的说话去行，好似啲天君喺天上咁样一样，我真系想照住你嘅吩咐去行，好似啲天使喺天上一样，我真系好想成为你天国嘅人民啊！但系我哋都冇忘记，我今日嘅需要，求你供应俾我啦。然后即刻又记翻，求你原谅我，因为我好多时都冇照住你嘅说话去行。求你带领我，等我不会陷入了一种的引诱，令到我没办法遵行你的说话。哎呀，爸爸，求你救我啦！我现在有些困难去遵行你的说话，求你救回我出来，等我能够照着你的吩咐去行啦。Jesus exactly teaches us to say this something like the Pledge of Allegiance to God. Father, we want to honor you.To do exactly what you tell us to do. We want to obey your word just like the angels in heaven. We want to be the citizens of your kingdom. But don't forget your need. Give us this day our daily bread. And then quickly return. Forgive us because we did not do what you tell us to do. And lead us away from the influences. What are the influences? Maybe some of the friends are your bad influence. Maybe the TV program. Maybe the computer program. Lord, please lead us away from these influences which make us disobey your word. And Father, save us from the evil voice telling me to just do it, just do it. No, save me away.Deliver me from these evil voices. We want to obey your word.
举个例，兄弟姐妹，我们现在预备着这个礼拜五、这个礼拜六的一个义卖，很多工作要做的。我们怎样祷告呢？耶稣说，你不用重重复复这样去说，爸爸带多啲人嚟啦，爸爸叫嗰两日唔好咁热啦，爸爸帮我哋卖多啲嘢啦，佢哋俾多啲钱啦，我哋定5蚊，佢俾10蚊啦，或者爸爸，我哋真系想筹多啲钱啊，你俾我哋啦。So now we
in the coming Friday and Saturday, we have the Romish sale. How do we pray? And Jesus teaches us, no, you don't have to pray like, you don't have to repeatedly pray like, bring us more people, Father. Make these 2 days not so hard, Father. Help us to sell everything. Help us to make more money. No, Jesus said, you don't have to pray like this. Don't worry.
耶稣教我们怎么祷告呢? 耶稣说你们祷告的时候,你们要这样讲。 爸爸,我知道你是吩咐我们要大家和和平平一起合作去做。 我们会尽力的,求你帮助我们。 爸爸,我知道你叫我们做任何事都要诚诚实实, 要做得对才好。 所以如果我们做这件事里面有什么不诚实呢? 不荣耀你呢? 求你光照我们, 让我们不要这样做, 改变过来。 爸爸,我知道 我们很容易一做起事情来就不同意了。 所以求你帮我们, 照着你的吩咐, 和和平平有什么不同意呢?就大家讨论, 讲个意见出来, 然后看看负责的兄弟姐妹怎么决定。 让我们照着你的吩咐, 大家同心合力, 和和平平, 万众一心。 当然我们都记得我们的需要, 爸爸可不可以真的 帮助我们, 让那两天呢, 没什么意外发生, 我们不会损手损脚, 平平安安。 但我们又记起, 爸爸真的对不住, 你吩咐我们要忍耐, 要包容, 但是很多时候我们都很猛整, 真的对不住, 真的对不住, 我们很多时候都很猛整, 没忍耐没包容, 忘记了你的说话。 爸爸求你帮助我们, 我们做一件事, 做决定的时候, 不要搞错, 让我们的关系更加好, 让我们能够更加尊敬你, 让我们不会进入了一个情况, 一个迷惑, 令到我们越搞越和大家的关系, 求你帮助我们。 爸爸,我们知道我们有些人有些心病, 你又生气我, 我又生气你, 不要这样, 我们知道是错, 求你拯救我们, 拯救我们, 令到我们里面那种不开心, 仇恨, 好像 烟消云散地化解, 求你帮助我们, 爸爸。 我们真的很想努力同心合作去做好这件事, 耶稣就是教我们这样祷告。 You know, Jesus spent a lot of time teaching the student to be humble and to love and serve each other. On the night before he was nailed to the cross, we're remembering that night. On the night before he was nailed to the cross, in the dinner time, Jesus tries to teach them again, the students, before he died. But he was depressed, as the Bible says. He was very sorrowful, unhappy, and told them plainly, "One of you is going to betray me." Meaning, after 3 years of teaching, one of you will decide to leave us and go into the dark, go into the temptation, go back to the evil. Jesus is very depressed.
耶稣用了一生,用了很多时间,那三年用了很多时间教导他的学生要谦卑, 要大家彼此相爱,彼此服务, 最后那晚还跟他们洗脚,一个一个洗脚, 你们要彼此洗脚,彼此服务。 但是在他被钉之前,那一个的晚餐, 虽然他仍然再一次尝试用很多的说话教导他们不要分裂, 要合一, 要相亲相爱, 最重要这件事的了。 但他仍然很忧愁地告诉他们, 我不骗你们, 我坦坦白白告诉你们, 你们其中一个要出卖我。 意思是其中一个, 虽然我教了他三年, 他最后都是决定离开,
決定去到黑暗裏面，決定去接受魔鬼的試探，決定留在凶惡那邊，耶穌很難過，很傷心。